Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. My guest today is Kim Dorn with Marion County Public Health. And Kim, you're having an open house today.
Yes, we are. We are very thrilled to have our open house today.
What a great facility this is.
It's beautiful. We moved from 3,000 square feet to almost 14,000 square feet, and it has really allowed us to function much better already.
You know, I was sort of surprised when I drove up. I'm used to this parking lot being empty. The parking lot is full.
Yes, it is. We're having CPR today, actually. We have had several sessions of CPR training since we've moved in here.
And so when is the open house?
The open house is from 3 until 7 today on Friday. And we'll have guided tours. We'll have staff taking people through the building and kind of letting them know why we did what we did in the building, why we designed it the way we did. We'll talk about some of the functions of the public health department and some of the things that we do so that it makes sense to the public why we moved here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what public health does?
Well, we do a really wide variety of things. You'll see at the open house, we are very involved with WIC. And so in June, we'll be moving our WIC clinic here from uptown. And
that's women, infants, and children.
That's correct. So it's a nutrition program for young families. And so we do WIC, we do maternal and child health, which promotes health for young children and wellness and those kinds of things so that they develop the way that they need to in order to be healthy and ready for what life is going to give them. And we do a lot of training with, community training with CPR, that kind of thing. We do a limited amount of home care. Mostly we contract that out anymore. We operate the senior meals programs from here. We have environmental health out of here. So there's really a very wide variety of things that we do here at Public Health.
I think people are going to be surprised when they come out to the facility. I was all the space that you have for training, the model kitchens, mm-hmm. and all of that, the different workspaces, the privacy that people now have. That was a problem before, wasn't it?
It was a horrible problem before. We would have families come in and talk to us about about some very private things, and we literally had them sitting in the hallways because there was no place to sit. And there was no private meeting place at all in the other building. And so now people that work with families actually have offices where families can come in and sit down and talk with the staff member about what their needs are. If we have a need for a little bit bigger space, we have a conference room that can hold about 10 people that we can bring everybody to, everybody within that family unit that needs to be there. We can bring them all in and work with them to do some problem solving and just help with them.
And the environmental health department is now out here too.
That's correct. They came from a very small space in the courthouse, and they each have an office, and it's been very helpful for them too, as far as the contractors coming in and coming out, and having a little privacy also there for not only the contractors but also the public that comes and talks with them about their various issues that they need to talk with them about.
So, how many people work here then?
Well, we have 27 folks that have offices here in this building. And so we had, over at the other building, we had 24 because we had three in the environmental health office. So it's
much more confined, restricted. This is wide open compared to that.
It is. It's just so much better. We had, we had all the things that we needed to have to function over there. We just didn't have any space to function. And so we had the people, we had the stuff, but we didn't have the place to really be able to serve. And so now I think that you'll find that we actually are able to serve the public so much better because we've actually got the space and appropriate facilities to do that.
This didn't happen overnight. Who helped pull all of this together?
No, this has been an ongoing project. And in fact, people will notice, you know, they may come in and say, wow, all your desks match and all of that. We've been planning this for probably 10 years. So, you know, for 10 years, we've been, every time we've replaced a desk, we've said, does it match? Does we, you know, so it's not like we spent a whole bunch of money to make everything match. But it's been, you know, it's been in planning for quite a while. Probably 2 years ago or so, we became aware of this particular building. You know, before we were just kind of looking for space. When this building became available, that's when the real planning started. And, you know, the Board of Supervisors worked with me and the Board of Health, and I drew some preliminary plans, worked with our county engineering office, and they helped me. Then, you know, we started going through the process of getting the engineering company and all of that to do the preliminary feasibility study and all that. So that's what kind of when that started. So there have been just a lot of folks involved in helping with this. You know, the engineering department here, the auditors department, the Board of Supervisors, they've all just been wonderful to work with and to help us to get through this.
So open house today at Marion County Public Health at 2003 North Lincoln?
That's correct.
The old Farm and Home building in Knoxville.
That's right. They won't recognize it.
This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard, and my guest today has been Kim Dorn, Director of Marion County Public Health. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Bob.
Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is next.